I know this is a weird thing to start the show with, but I really feel compelled to talk about the Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello breakup because it's bothering me and I've been thinking about it all day. So I feel like we really need to discuss it.
It's been bothering you? Why has it been bothering you?
Okay, so I heard that she's upset, she's sad, blah, blah, blah. He initiated the breakup. Okay, a source close to the couple is saying this. And usually a source means somebody that actually does know. So we don't know for sure, obviously, but it seems like he initiated the breakup. It was his idea, you know. But what they did was they had a joint breakup announcement, you know, that they're holding on to their friendship. It was not a bad breakup. The relationship was getting stale. We've always been best friends. We're going to continue to be best friends. That's not going to stop. Like, the romantic part's over, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But I really feel like it was the Cinderella thing that made him look at her differently. You know, when they first started dating, remember, so she's 24, he's 23. So they're, you know, they're like on the younger side, but they're both well into their careers. I feel like when you're both on the rise, you want to both be in the same place. And it seems like his star is rising way faster and way better than hers because, you know, her music is okay. It's doing okay. But then she did the Cinderella thing and she thought that she was going to work her way into the world of television and film and all that. But it was terrible. And she was terrible. And I feel like it's a total turnoff. And if you've ever dated anybody who is in an art of some kind, whether they're, I dated this guy who was a painter. And when I first started dating him, I fell in love with his two chocolate labs. So I was like, okay, how bad could a guy be that has two chocolate labs? And he's a painter. Like, how cool is that? And he lived in this like crazy basement apartment and his life seemed so romantic and he was kind of sexy. But then I saw his work. And it was terrible.
And it's not, the dogs were good, the work, not so much.
It was not good, where I was like, what delusional life is he living in that he thinks that he's going to become like a well-known, like, it's not like he's a bartender and a painter, or he's an accountant and a painter. He was just a painter. Like, he was living off whatever he could, taking money from his parents. I mean, granted, we were younger, so it was okay to take money from your parents back then. But it's just the idea of like, nobody said to him, dude, you're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my turnoff. Like, when I first met him, very sexy, great dogs, cool life. I thought, oh, this guy's kind of interesting. Saw the work and was like, yeah, no, I was immediately turned off. And while Camila Cabello has an amazing singing voice and she's super talented and she gets on a stage like as a pop star and she kills it, I feel like he probably saw her in Cinderella and was like, oh, not attracted anymore.
Well, that's hard to believe because when they first started dating, he was all about her. I mean, he was doing everything he could to attract her to the point where it was almost obsessive. So
right.
I'm very surprised at the breakup.
Okay, so do you think he's one of these guys that really tried hard and once he gets what he wants, it's not exciting anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's more like it? Like, he tried so hard to get her and he finally did. And then it was like, oh, well, that was too easy.
Yeah, then he goes on stage and 15,000 girls are screaming for him. And he's like, maybe I'm 23.
Right.
You know, some people do get that wake up call at 23. Some people don't. Some people get that wake up call at 23 and say, I want to play. I'm young. Let's live my life. And I think somebody might have even gotten to him and said, hey, you're too young for this.
I feel like it depends on the girl, too. Like, even though Elon Musk and Grimes have split up, I feel like she's so bizarre and edgy and hard to keep up with that she probably kept his attention a lot longer than if he was dating, like, you know, a Taylor Swift, you know, somebody who was kind of just a Scarlett Johansson, someone who's just like predictable and safe and pretty, but like not edgy. So I feel like Camila Cabello also is, she's like, she's tight with her dad. She's just like a normal person. I don't know that she was able to keep his attention long enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I'm surprised because he went full out to try to get her.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. He got her, mm-hmm. and then the chase is over. Once the chase is over, I mean, there's guys like that, that they love the chase, and then once they get you, they're not excited anymore.
You don't know guys like that. All guys like that. Every single guy is like that. So it's just how tired we are once we've gotten you.
Every guy is like that and he's like that, then why would you be surprised that he's done with her and she's bored him at this point?
Yeah, because I don't know, because I saw how hard he went after her. And that was, I mean, he went full board. He was trying everything. So I thought it might work. And when he broke up with her, that blew me away. Because she
you're contradicting yourself.
No, I understand what I'm saying. I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I understand once you win the race is over. I get that.
Right. Okay. But that's all I'm saying.
He worked out a long time to get into the race. And usually if you work that hard, you're a little bit too tired to move on.
I don't know. Well, I mean, he's 23.
Yeah, he's 23.
Gonna get tired he's not of anything 43. These days.
If he's 43, right. It's a different story.
Right, exactly. But I don't know. I just feel like, and then remember there was that whole thing about how her fans went after Normani and she didn't do anything to defend Normani after they were like best friends. And now Camila Cabello ended up on one of those BuzzFeed lists of celebrities that people don't like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just think all that stuff taken together, the fact that nobody watched Cinderella, the ratings were not good. She got terrible reviews. Then BuzzFeed had her at the top of their list of celebrities people no longer like. I don't know. I feel like on some level that must have an effect when you're a pop star and a celebrity and all you have is your brand.
She might have bitched one too many times about leaving the toilet seat up. And he went, I'm not doing this. This is, you know, she complains way too much. I gotta go.
I feel like she was probably too nice because she seems like a really, really nice person. Like she just doesn't pick a fight and is not interested in being like toilet seat up stuff. Like also, you know, these are celebrities. These are people that have a lot of money. These are pop stars. They have many toilets. So he had his own bathroom. So whatever he did in there is his business.
Yeah, I know. But once she brings it up and she brings it up again and it's enough. I just had 15,000 girls screaming for me. They're not going to complain about the toilet seat.
And the crazy thing is they're both super talented and super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I were her, I'd be like, yeah, I'm sad that didn't work out. Next.
Yeah.
Is Zac Efron single? Who's out there?
It's easy to move on when you're that hot and that talented.
Right.
And then you have
access to all these other celebrities. I mean, if I were her, I would have already had a list in my head of who she's going to go to next.
Yeah, she probably does. I mean, it's late on Friday. She probably started that list this morning.
So are you surprised that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are actually an item now?
I can't with either one of them because we've had this conversation with Pete. Oh, look who Pete's dating now. Oh, look who Pete's dating now. And it only lasts like 6 months.
Not even that long.
Yeah. So I can't get excited nor care. You know, if they get married, maybe I'll care. But it happens too quick for both of them. So
it's so insane that this guy who, you know, we talked about many times, like what the attraction is, but the fact that the most beautiful women on the planet have completely fallen for him, like have completely like given over to his charms.
Mm. Yeah. But saying that, he can date a woman with zero baggage. Kim Kardashian has so much baggage, she needs movers.
No, she doesn't have any baggage. No, in fact, she has no baggage. She's the most mentally competent, sane one of all of them. She's one of those women who feels like she wants to take a damaged guy and help him and save him because she is so sane and normal and good and good
I'm
mom.
Saying baggage by kids, ex-husband.
Oh, you mean like that kind of baggage? Not mental, psychological baggage. You mean,
No, I'm talking sisters, mom, ex-husband, kids.
Four kids,
There's a lot of freaking baggage. And when you're Pete Davidson, you just moved out of your mom's apartment.
Right.
Like 6 months ago, you just moved out of the basement of your mom's house in Staten Island. You ain't ready for four kids, a mom, three sisters, and crazy ex-husbands, and Kanye, and Us Weekly. You're not
right.
ready
no.
for it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not. I don't think this is a forever. I'll be shocked if this is a forever relationship because, again, you're right. I don't think he's ready for what she has. I mean, she should be looking for a guy that can look. She doesn't need a guy to take care of her. Obviously, she doesn't need a guy to parent her kids. They have a father, but she does need somebody who's not a flake.
Right. And four kids is a lot for any guy to take on. And you're a player.
Right.
You are.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think it's the fact that Kim Kardashian is somebody who eclipses everything and everybody else. I don't think he realizes, like, he's the guy that he's usually the big star. He walks in a room, people are like, oh my God, Pete Davidson is here. It's going to be like, oh my God, Kim Kardashian is here with some guy. You know, I don't think he really has an idea of the level of stardom that she possesses. Once he's in that world, once he sees, that's why she and Kanye got along so well, because Kanye has an ego that big and has a career that big and a following that big. Pete Davidson doesn't. I think she's going to eclipse him in like a month. That'll be the end.
No, the minute he walks on a red carpet and somebody says, can you move for a second? Get out of the picture.
Exactly.
Then he's going to say, whoa, no, wait, hold on.
Right.
I got to date somebody where they move her out of the photo, not me.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's going to be shocked at how quickly people are going to be like, who's that thing on? What's on your arm there? Can you take that off your arm, Kim? We got to get a picture of you.
That's what I mean by baggage. And then I guarantee the mom calls every 5 minutes. And if the mom isn't calling, it's her glam squad. She can't get up without her glam squad. He ain't putting up with this.
Well, she has a very structured life, you know, 2 hours of working out, and then she does photo shoots, and she has all these products and things that she's promoting all the time. And she's got sponsors and people to answer to. She has partners who are working with her in her Skims project, you know, her Skims line. So she's busy. She's an entrepreneur and a businesswoman. She's busy.
And he just wants to see boobies.
Yeah.
That's really all he wants. He doesn't want all that. He just wants to, let me see the boobies. Wow. Let me see the butt. Wow.
Right. Ariana Grande was actually really good for him because in between gigs, she was around. She hung out. You can wake up and have like a late breakfast and order in and lay around all day and watch movies.
That's not Kim.
You know, she had her own life. No, Kim. I mean, Kim's up and moving and going. She's got to get the kids ready. She's got to, you know, I know she has nannies and stuff, but she's part of their life. You know, she's not one of those absentee moms. You know, she's got an empire to run. She's busy.